On this part of our healing journey, we're going to spend a few moments on self-care. What I'd like you to do is find a comfortable position lying on your back, whether it's on the bed or the floor. If you need a small pillow under your head and neck, please use one. Also, I would invite you to position a cushion or bolster under your knees so that your back is in its most relaxed position. Once you have settled into a comfortable position on your back, allow your hands to fall into place over your hip bones. So your hands will be open, palm down, over the crest of your hip bones, as if you were putting your hands in your pockets. Once you have found this position, make sure that your arms are relaxed. You've found the place of ease with this hand placement, and now we can focus on our breath. From this place, take a few deep, focusing breaths. Feel for the stillness that breathes with the flow of your tissues. And tune into the movement of your breath at your belly button. And just take notice as you lie here breathing, what it feels like in this area at your belly button. Do you notice tightness through your spine or your pelvis or your belly? Does one side feel more relaxed and open than the other? Just notice what's there. Notice how your body has been holding and working for you. And with our hands in this position over the hip bones, we are inviting the tissues to soften and breathe and come into a better position and balance. We are inviting softness and flow through the tissues of our belly and our pelvis. Notice your hands as they rest on your hip bones. As we continue to breathe here, your hands might feel as if they begin to melt into your hip bones. Your hands might shift position a little bit. We are so asymmetrical through our hips that they might shift to support our tissues in these different positions. So when you find the position for your hands that feels just right from hip to hip, and you're focused on your breath through your belly button into your pelvis, just sit back, lie back, and focus on the breathing. Feel the changes that occur as we support the tissues of the pelvis and the belly in this way. You might become aware of your sacrum and your coccyx as these bones begin to breathe and move with more ease. And you might notice a softening and an ease through the deep muscles of the hips as they connect your legs to your body. So as the tissues open and flow through the belly and the pelvis and the hips, you might also notice a softening and relaxation through your legs, to your knees, to your ankles and feet, all the way to your toes. Spend a moment with this dance of breath and flow from the pelvis through the legs and back again. Frequently, one leg is doing much more work than the other leg, and this will give both your lower extremities an opportunity to come into balance. Now, at some point, Your belly and pelvis here, your hips might feel softened and relaxed, and the tissues are more at ease. And now it's time to connect up to the diaphragm dome. Now we're going to connect a little further up the body towards the rib cage to help the body reorganize in a more continuous and flowing manner. So feel where your hands are. Feel where your hands are and notice, does one hand need to stay by your pelvis? Does the other hand feel free to move up towards your ribs? So let one hand stay by your pelvis, stay on your hip bone, while your other hand reaches up to hold the side of your rib cage. And your elbow can be comfortably nestled on the floor here or on the bed, and your fingertips will be pointed right at the middle of your upper abdomen, just below the edge of your rib cage. So feel this very natural resting position along the bottom edge of your rib cage. And when you have both hands in position now, take a deep breath, tune into your stillness, and feel the connections from hand to hand. Feel how your body is reorganizing itself as you support it from these edges. As we support the diaphragm dome from one side and hold the edges of the pelvic bowl with the other hand, this allows the body to reorganize itself through the spine, through the great blood vessels, through our organ systems, through the deep muscles. It allows our tissues to open and flow from the diaphragm through our abdomen into our belly and hips. It will also allow further opening and relaxation from the hips through the legs to the feet. Frequently making the connection to the diaphragm hand allows the low back to complete any relaxation it needs to do. And again, you may notice more changes through your sacrum and your coccyx, more of a midline sense through your spine or your belly. Notice what the body does with this opportunity when we take the time to focus and breathe within ourselves. And at some point, the belly and the pelvis will feel settled down and smooth and breathing nicely. And that's when you can bring your pelvis hand up to meet your ribcage hand. You'll have both hands now across the bottom edge of your ribcage as if your fingertips would interlace there. And you can settle into this position for a moment. This is important. Important for the diaphragm to find its balance from side to side. Important for midline to show itself through the great vessels that move beneath our fingertips. Spend a moment holding the edge of your rib cage here and allowing these hard-working tissues to find a greater breath and flow. You may notice changes through your low back and continued changes into your pelvis. You may notice a shift in your breathing. Suddenly your breath becomes deeper and easier, and your rib cage expands with greater ease. We are in a great position for midline here. Your fingertips are over the aorta, the great vessel that carries blood from the heart to the whole body. And when we are holding and supporting midline in this way, we are supporting the body in its reorganization. We are supporting the original flow of health within us. When we can feel the pulse of midline here, the flow of midline here, then we know that our bodies are working in their own restorative way. Now, as you feel softening and relaxation from the diaphragm down into the belly and the pelvis, you might notice some areas calling for support above the rib cage. So at this point, feel which hand needs to stay at the diaphragm and which hand can reach up to support the back of the base of the neck, where the neck joins your shoulder blades. You are going to reach up with one hand, bend your elbow fully, and tuck the palm and fingertips of your hand behind the base of your neck. If you need the support of a pillow or a cushion, have one nearby so that your arm can be relaxed as you tuck your fingertips behind the base of your spine, the base of your neck. And now, what we have is a connection from the diaphragm, the bottom of the rib cage, to the top of the rib cage. And holding this position is going to allow the neck and the shoulders and the rib cage an opportunity to relax and get smooth all together. This will help the neck release its tensions and will help the shoulder release its tensions all the way through the body to the belly button, the hips, and the legs. And you may feel a shifting under your hands. You may need to adjust your hands slightly to honor the asymmetries that the body has been positioned in. And that's fine. Find the exact position where your hands need to be to support the changes in the tissues. Whatever it is the body needs to do, when we hold these edges and breathe into our hands, we are giving permission for that greater flow of health to reorganize the body. Your body knows what to do. You don't have to have the names of the specific tissues in your hands. Trust and hold and help in this way. Trust the greater wisdom of the tissues. Hold the edges of the structures and let help move through with your breath. Let the breath be the invitation to the healing flow that is constantly within you. Now, at some point, those of you who may be having trouble with headaches or jaw pain or something similar to that, you might want to shift your hands up a little further to support the upper edge of your neck and head. So the hand that's behind the base of your neck can slide up a little bit, up towards the occiput, the cranium where it meets the top of your neck. And the hand that's been at your diaphragm, if you need to move it up to cradle another part of your head, you can do so. And again, you may need the support of a pillow nearby, but this is a good opportunity to connect structures of the cranium that might need a little support to find their balance and their flow again. Trust what your hands feel at this point. And as you breathe and the tissues soften and the flow of midline opens up, you may notice then this realignment from head through neck and throat into rib cage, into your belly button and your hips and legs. And at this point, we are going to hold that connection from top to bottom. So let one hand stay nestled behind the crook of your neck and let the other hand come back to your belly button or to your hip crest. And from that place, feel the connection. Let the connections flow from head to body. Let midline dance and flow and reclaim its strength. Reclaim its wisdom for you. And it might feel very different by now at your belly button, the breath and flow, than when we started a few moments ago. So when you're ready to finish for the day, we are going to bring both hands to the belly button. Let your fingers interlace if they feel comfortable that way. And from this place, feel your breath within your edges of your body. Gather yourself back into the edges of your body. Let your eyes open. Take another deep organizing breath. Wiggle your toes. Feel your feet that are going to walk you through the rest of your day. And when you're ready, you can sit up and move forward with your day.